Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, I'm not really sure it's really useful. It's about jealous.
I think it's really useful.
Thank you. Okay, we have Josh from Transition. Hi, Josh, 你好.
Hi, 你好, Xiaolan.
Right, jealous. Are you a jealous person?
Am I a jealous person? Sometimes, yeah, can be. I try my best not to be. But inevitably, there are those situations where, you know, you can't control the jealousy.
Okay, I can't wait to hear more about that. Okay, the way to say jealous or jealousy in Chinese, it's quite interesting. It's called 吃醋.
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 Yeah, two characters, and 吃 is to eat, and 醋 is the vinegar.
So when you eat vinegar.
Yeah, when you eat vinegar, then that means you are very jealous.
The first time I learnt this phrase in Chinese, I couldn't really understand what my teacher was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, what's vinegar got to do with jealousy? Do you know where does this phrase come from? What's the origin of it?
Yeah, it's quite an ancient story. During the Tang Dynasty, there was a famous emperor called Tang Taizong. Tang Taizong. He was quite a super duper emperor, and during his reign, the country was very powerful and people were wealthy and everything went really well. And he had a prime minister called Fang Xuanling. So the prime minister Fang, he was a nice guy and he was very famous for his fear of his own wife.
Wow.
And he had a very capable wife who was very hands-on and he loved his wife and he also... There's a Chinese idiom when we say some guy is afraid of the wife. It's not really because his wife is violent. It's just because the guy takes the wife's opinion, takes her everything she says.
Very seriously.
Very seriously and before anything else.
Ah.
So they listen to the wives, basically.
I see. I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. So this guy, Fang, the Prime Minister Fang, he respected his wife very much. So one day, there was some, banquet in the palace and Tang Taizong, the emperor, was very happy. So he gave Fang, the prime minister, he gave him two beautiful ladies as a present. And Fang, he was very scared. So he actually, after he took a beautiful ladies back home, he was afraid that his wife would be jealous. He's actually sent the two beautiful ladies back to the palace. So it didn't go that well. So Tang Taizong was very upset. And then he said, oh, how come you are so frightened with your wife's jealousy and you should just go ahead and jump on the ladies. Why bother? And then so he was very upset. So he called Fang, the prime minister, and his wife, Mrs. Fang, to the palace. You guys, that's ridiculous. This is a present from me and dare you not accept it.
Wow.
Yep. So then Tang Taizong, he said, okay, I give you two options. Either your husband... take these two beautiful ladies home, or this is a poison. You drink it. Which one do you want? And then Mrs. Fang, without hesitation, she picked up the bottle of poison and drank it. And of course, Mr. Fang, the prime minister, was howling, oh, my darling, don't die. And then a whole palace was laughing loud because that was actually a bottle of vinegar.
So it was just a test.
That was a test. The emperor tested.
Wow.
Mrs. Fang, you rather drink the poison or you want your husband to have two beautiful ladies as mistresses, as concubines. So that's the origin of the story. So that means that when you drink the vinegar, that means you are jealous with someone for something.
Jealous of someone. Okay.
Yep.
What an interesting story. At least it had a happy ending.
Yeah.
I presume. So after that, he was able to refuse the ladies, was he? And his
I
wife
hope
went
so.
Home.
Yeah, the story ended there. And I think it's up to us to imagine what's going
what
on later
next?
On. Exactly. Exactly. So 吃醋.
吃醋.
Yep, let's have a look. 吃 is to eat. And of course, in Chinese, this is why the language sometimes is not that precise, which is good news for us, because when it's not that precise, you mix things together. You can say 喝醋. 喝 is to drink.
Right.
Otherwise, you can't really chew the vinegar.
Yeah.
But it's okay to say 吃醋, and that's a convention.
Yeah.
And when you say 喝醋, people will understand too, because 喝 is more grammatically correct. You
right.
really drink it.
It describes the action of what you're doing.
That's
yeah.
right. And the character for 吃, that is the shape of the mouth and also a shape of a beggar.
Oh, okay.
So imagine when a beggar opens his mouth asking food, this means to eat.
To eat, yeah. Yeah.
So 吃.
吃.
Yeah, 吃.
吃.
It's the first tone. And it's a very useful word, as you can imagine, to eat something.
Mm.
So we say, oh, let's have a meal. We say 吃饭.
吃饭.
吃饭. And fan means rice, but in this case, that means have a meal.
Mm.
It doesn't matter, because rice.
Might not be rice.
Yeah, but like rice is the major source of carbohydrate in China. And of course, in England or in America, it's potatoes. But people don't say, hey, eat potatoes.
Eat potatoes. We're going to have potatoes. Yep.
Yeah, no, let's have potatoes. No, we don't say that. But in China, in Taiwan, everywhere, 吃饭, that means let's have a meal. It doesn't matter, is that breakfast, lunch or dinner.
Right.
You can specify that.
Okay.
Yeah. And 醋 is the vinegar.
醋.
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 醋. And there's a famous dish, 糖醋. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, 糖醋. So that means sugar, is that?
Yeah.
糖, and then 醋 is vinegar. So
yeah.
Directly sugar, translated kind of sweet and sour.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So in the restaurant menus, you probably see sweet and sour more often.
Yeah.
And sweet is sugar.
Yeah.
And sugar is tang in Chinese, tang.
Tang.
Yeah, that's the same sound as the Tang Dynasty.
Yeah.
So sometimes you can see the menus in different restaurants. Sometimes they say sweet and sour. This is really for Westerners to understand.
Yeah.
But then in Chinese, we say tang chu, sweet and vinegar.
Yeah.
Sugar vinegar.
Sugar vinegar.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then you can go with the chicken, with the pork, with anything, basically.
With fish or, yeah.
Yep.
One interesting thing with vinegar, coming back to what you were talking about, 吃醋, eating vinegar, and the kind of difficulty of actually eating a liquid, it's more accurate to drink it. But
yep.
I know that in those kind of dumpling restaurants
right.
in Asia, that often they'll have a space where you, as the customer, you go and you make up your own dipping sauce.
Right.
So you order the dumplings and then you go over to kind of a side station and they'll have soy sauce and they'll have vinegar and they might have some sesame oil and some chili as well. And
you my tummy's rumbling now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I love that part. You go and you fill up your own little dish and you make up the sauce with the specifications that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then when your dumplings come, you dip them in the sauce and eat them. And I guess when I think of 吃醋, that's what I think of because I like making my sauce with extra vinegar.
Right.
So when people ask me before if I 吃醋, then I was like, yeah, I 我很喜欢吃醋.
Right.
But what I didn't realize I was saying was that I'm a very jealous person.
Yep, that's right.
I didn't mean that. I meant I like to eat vinegar. But
okay, yeah, that's right. So that's a cultural understanding here.
Yeah.
Let's learn how to say it properly. You just said this whole sentence, I'm very jealous, actually. I'm a jealous type person.
Yeah.
So, 我喜欢吃醋。
我喜欢吃醋。
That's right. 我 is I. 喜欢 like.
Like. 我喜欢吃醋。
我喜欢吃醋。
So, directly describing, I like to eat vinegar really means I'm a jealous person.
Yep. you can actually use that depending on the context, but most people, I would say 90%, they would be thinking that you refer to being jealous.
Being jealous. And
yep.
I assume we can describe other people in this way as well. So we can say, 他喜欢吃醋.
Yep.
Is that right?
That's right. So today we talk about jealousy. Thank you, Josh, for joining us. The way to say jealousy, 吃醋.
吃醋.
Yep. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见,
再见,
Josh.
再见, 小兰。